Hey there, you guys. Welcome back. I have an amazing show today. I want to introduce human design to you. If you haven't already heard about human design and you like to kind of do those personality tests on the internet or finding books about different ways to kind of get insight into your personality, you're going to love this one. So stay tuned.
I'm Gina Kershaw, a former criminal defense attorney that has helped thousands of women get back on their feet and move forward after challenging times in their lives. Building on that experience, I've spent the last 15 years mentoring, motivating, and coaching women to see their true potential so they can take action toward living their dreams. This podcast bridges the gap between where you are now and where you want to be, by giving you the tools to find your purpose, get control over your emotions and feelings, and start having an impact for good for yourself and everyone around you. These tools are life-changing and will help you to obtain all that you desire, whether it's a successful business or simply peace and clarity in your life. So glad to have you here. Welcome to the podcast.
So I know we've talked about personality tests before. I did an episode not too long ago, I think it's number 23, all about your Enneagram test. But I'm a total junkie for personality tests. You know, when they pop up on the internet, I love to find out more about that. I loved doing the Myers-Briggs test and figuring out kind of my personality on that 16 scale list. And I'll link to that in the show notes if you're interested about where you are on that. I also love Chinese astrology. And when I found out that I was born in the year of the horse, I read everything I could find on that. And it's just so crazy how much of it resonates. And then I figured out not only was I a horse, I was a fire horse, which even like brought more of it in tune. And so it's so much fun. You know, it mixes in with your astrology, right? You know how you identify as a Libra or a Gemini or something like that. And when you read about those different astrological types, you're like, oh my gosh, that sounds so like me. So if you have never heard of human design, but you love these ideas of personality tests, you are going to love this because it's a higher level. It's like a totally higher level. So basically what it is human design is this like very specific way to learn more about your personality, your emotions, and your energy centers. So like your chakras and how all of that works together. And much like your astrological birth chart, it's based completely and totally on the moment that you were born. So some of these other personality tests, you know, you answer the questions and then you get an idea based on how you answer the questions on what your personality type is like. But for human design, it is based on exactly how the planets were aligned at the very moment of your birth. And why is that important? The reason that's important is because of the different energies that correspond to all of those planets and the sun and how those energies were affecting the earth at the moment you were born. So it's super cool. And I'm going to show you how you can actually look it up. But basically what it is this energetic blueprint of who you are. Now, before I go any further, of course, a lot of these different charts and tests, you know, you might feel like they're putting you in a box of some kind. It's not that at all. All I'm going to do is encourage you to look it up, see what resonates, take from it what you will, and if you don't like something, discard it. All right. So there's so many parts to human design that no one chart really is the same. And so you can get so much more out of it. Another thing I love about human design is, and I do use it with my clients, I love to know what their human design is because I can get so much more insight about how they see the world and where they are best, you know, how they work best in their own energy. But this is great for you if you're a mom and just finding out what the human design of your kids is or your spouse can help you communicate so much better. And you get a better idea of kind of the path that they're going in life and how they want to get there. So it's this amazing, amazing tool. And I just know you're going to love it. If you're interested in finding out more about yourself and the people you love, the people you're around me, you are going to freaking love this. Okay. So how do you find out what your human design is? There's a few different ways to do it. There is an app called My Human Design, and it is free, and you can put your information in there. You will need to know a few things. So you need, of course, to know your birth date. You need to know the exact time you were born, which is kind of hard to find on some birth certificates for some reason. I don't know why, but you'll also need to know the location where you were born because your location is going to affect your time zone and the time you were born. So those are the things that you're going to need. If you don't have your birth certificate, you can always order it online. I'm pretty sure you can do that. So, and you can find those things out. All right. So back to where you find out this information. There is an app called My Human Design. That's one that I pulled up and I really like, and you can put multiple people in that. There's also a really good one called My Body Graph, and that gives you a lot of information. And I also like the one by Erin Claire Jones. She is a human design expert, and I'll link to her Instagram as well in the show notes because she is so inspiring. But hers is called humandesignblueprint.com. And I actually ordered a blueprint of myself from her. And it was like, I don't know, it was like 50 pages. It was amazing. Gave me so much insight. So that was worth finding out. So when you do this, if you take a moment to do this right now, and you don't have to, you are going to pull up a chart that is, it's going to look complicated. All right. There's all kinds of things going on in this chart. You'll see the chakras. You're going to see just like a bunch of numbers. You're going to see just a bunch of lines and colors, and some are filled in and some are not. Don't worry about that. Yes, human design can get very in-depth, but you don't have to do that right now. It can just be the basics. And if you've got the basics, let me tell you, that is going to give you a lot of information that you can use right now in your life. All right. So there are going to just start off like with the basics, and you'll get this from your chart. There are five different energy types. So this is like the foundational level of human design. And I want to tell you about each of these types and kind of just a short overview of them, because if you're interested in this, I encourage you to just dive in deeper. Oh, I love it. Okay. So the first one I'm going to start with is an energy type called the projector. And the projector is, it's about, the projectors form about 20% of the population. Okay. So here's what a projector is. And I'm getting a lot of this from Jess Fields' information. She is also a human design expert. So this is what she says about being a projector. She said, as a projector, you are a natural guide. You are here to see others clearly, to take in their energy and amplify it back, and to lead the way when invited. You have a zoomed out view of the world that not everybody sees, that not everybody else has. you can often see the big picture, the whole picture, and provide directions from a more comprehensive place. So you become this amazing advice giver and this deep conversationalist. And projectors make amazing life coaches because they can see things from a perspective that you not always can. So I have a few projectors in my life and they match up to this pretty good. What I love about projectors is that not only do they give great advice, but they can also deeply, deeply see and understand other people and connect with them and totally guide them. Projectors also need time to rest. So they are really good at doing all these things, and then they need time to reconnect and center and get grounded again before they're ready to move on. So that's another facet of their personality. All right. So what's the next one? The next one I'm going to tell you about is a generator. So generators, I love the generators. Boy, do I love the generators. They form about 37% of the population. So generators are here to create and build. They're here to they love creating. They love being busy and they have so many ideas and they get out there and they start doing them. So if when you do this test, you find out that you are a generator, as a generator, you are here to create and to build according to what energizes you or what lights you up. So when you're spending time doing what you love, your energy ripples out into the world, uplifting other people and energizing them. So you're here to become a master at what you do. So it's really important that you dedicate the energy that you have to the things that make you feel good. And you have a warm and a nurturing presence, and it's always open and magnetic. And that radiance expands when you say yes to something that excites you and no to what doesn't. So as a generator, you're here to wait for and magnetize these opportunities to respond and say yes to what excites you so that you can live a life of deep satisfaction. You're also meant to redefine what work means and looks like. You're the kind of person that mixes working with pleasure. So you truly enjoy what you're doing. I do have a few generators in my life. This totally matches. They're creative. They have ideas. They are able to implement those ideas and just get out and get things done. So that's awesome. You're a generator. You are part of this 37% of the population that just gets shit done. And I love you for that. All right. What's the next one? The next one is a manifester. Manifestors form about 9% of the population. And if that has shown up on your chart, as a manifester, you are here to spark change in the world around you. And you act independently and you impact others. That is your superpower. So you are the creative genius. You're the innovator, the self-starter who initiates others into a new direction in life. And as a manifester, you usually don't like to be told what to do, but sometimes you need to be told to take a break because you can be going, going, going. When you're truly living into your manifesting aura, you may feel like you're finally living for yourself instead of for other people. And you need this freedom to be in your creative flow. But here's the deal with manifestors. You get the idea, you get the inspiration, and you go, go, go. but then sometimes it starts to kind of peter out. So you actually need a generator in your life to help you to keep going, because you're in this creative flow, but you're not necessarily designed to see every idea through to the end. So you're the one that gets things started. You're here to go at your own pace, though, and to initiate and work in big bursts, and then to make space for deep rest and relaxation. I happen to be a manifester. I can totally relate with all of these things. I get these ideas and I just want to go and put them out there into the world. And then when I see all the work that it takes, sometimes I then start to procrastinate and not necessarily get it going, but can totally relate with manifestors. Okay. What is the next energy type that we're going to talk about? The next one is a manifesting generator. So this is actually a mix of a manifestor and a generator. And if you're a manifesting generator, you're part of 33% of the population. So 33% of the population are manifesting generators. Two of my kids are manifesting generators. And when I found out more about manifesting generators, I just got it. I kind of got where they were on their path in life, because as a parent, you kind of want kids to focus and like go right in, like figure out what you want in your life and go for it. Manifesting generators will challenge that. They'll challenge that. So if that shows up on your chart, here's what Jess Fields has to say about it. She says, as a manifesting generator, you are here to create and build according to what energizes you or lights you up. Like a generator. When spending time doing what you love, your energy ripples out into the world, uplifting others and energizing them. And you are here to show the world a new way of doing things, to be nonlinear in your path, finding efficiencies, making changes needed along the way. As a manifesting generator, you're here to wait and magnetize opportunities to respond to so you can live a life of deep satisfaction. What this means often is that somebody who is a manifesting generator may move around to different opportunities until they find the one that resonates the most with them. They need to try a lot of different things first. As a parent, that can make you a little frustrated because you're like, are you going to figure things out? I don't know. This is exactly how they work, and it's such a beautiful thing. Manifesting generators always are these hard workers. They find a way to find pleasure in their work, and they don't put up with work that doesn't actually light them up. So they're willing to not stay in a place where it's not right for them, and they're willing to move on and try something else. And so if you're a manifesting generator, you are meant to live life outside of the box, and it can take great courage to move through life according to what feels good and right to you at whatever speed you need to. So that, I just love that so much about my manifesting generators. And if you're a parent and you find out that this is, you know, the energy type of one of your kids, you're going to have so much more insight into how they work, which is always important. The fifth energy type is a reflector. So reflectors only form 1% of the population. They are so special, because reflectors, kind of like the way the word sounds, they reflect the energy and the emotions and the ideas from other people. And they sample the energy of the people around them and the environments around them. And they're designed really to be a reflection of the world. So if you are a reflector, it's really important for you to protect your energy, right? Because you are actually taking in the energy of lots of different people and your situations around you daily. But you are also this reflection of mind and body and spirit in the people that you meet. And so you are the ones that can have this deep, deep connection because you understand people at a level that most of the rest of us can't. It's a beautiful thing to be a reflector. So those are the five different types. And oh my gosh, there's so much more that you can dive into, but I do want to give you one more thing about each one. And this is something that I think is really, really important because it helps you to know if you are living in alignment based on your energy type. So let me start with the generator. So the way that they form this in human design is they call it either your signature theme or your not self theme. And basically when you are feeling this, the feeling of your signature, you know, you are living in alignment with your human design. If you're feeling the not theme self, that means you are out of alignment. For me, this has been a great indicator of where I am because it matches me. It matches me so perfectly. When these two different things show up, I know immediately I'm in alignment or I'm freaking out of alignment. And so I hope this will help you as well, depending on what your human design type is. So generators, your signature theme or feeling to know when you are in alignment is satisfaction. So when you are feeling satisfied, you know you are in alignment with what your design is. Your not self theme is frustration. So when that shows up, it's a sign, it's a warning sign that you are out of alignment. All right, so let's look at projectors. And okay, so if you're a projector, your signature theme is success. So when you are feeling success, you know that you're in alignment. Your not self theme is bitterness. Now, if you're a projector, you can, I'm sure you can totally relate with this. This one, I was like, okay, as a manifestor, I don't really get that. I don't really know how those two things fit or how they work together. But that's why this is so important and how it will resonate with you. If you're in alignment, you're feeling successful. If you're out of alignment, you're feeling bitterness. All right. As a manifestor, this is the one that is so on point for me. My signature theme is peace. When I'm in alignment, I feel such deep peace in all areas in my life. I feel peace in my heart. I feel calm in my heart. I feel peace in where I'm at in my business. I feel peace about my family, my home, and knowing that everything is going to work out for all of our good. It's just, it's such an incredible feeling, this peaceful feeling that can come over me. And when I feel that, I know I'm in alignment. My not self theme is anger. And there have been many times where I have felt a lot of anger. And as soon as that shows up, now that I know my human design, I know, Gina, you are out of alignment right now. Something needs to happen. You need to make some changes. So, signature theme for manifestors is peace. Not self theme is anger. All right, my manifesting generators, your signature theme is satisfaction. So you are feeling satisfied, much like generators are. And then your not self theme can be a mix of what a generator is and a manifester. So your not self theme can be either you're feeling very frustrated or angry. So if either of those shows up, you know that you're not in alignment with what your design as a beautiful divine human is, and that you got to figure it out. You need to get back to where you are starting to feel that alignment again, which for you will be to have a feeling of satisfaction. All right, my reflectors, your signature theme is surprise. So when you are feeling surprise, you are in alignment. And your not self theme is disappointment. So when disappointment shows up in your life, that is your red flag to look around and figure it out. See what's going on that might be causing that, that feeling to come up. Now, there's so many other things to do with human design. There's another one that is really important, and it's called your authority. And that is how you make decisions. So on your body graph, it is represented by these different energy centers that are filled in. So if it's not filled in, like if you look at your chart and it's clear, then that's different from when it's filled in. And based on how each of those is colored in, you find out what your authority is. So your authority against how you're going to make your decisions, and it can be feelings. So if this is something like for generators, it's something that lights you up. It can be a gut feeling. It can be a heart feeling. It can be, a feeling, a need to talk things out and get different perspectives. So there's lots of different authority, different kinds of them. Don't know what the word is that I'm looking for, but it's worth diving into. And as soon as you pull up your chart, you are going to see what your authority is. And it's going to help you to know how to make better decisions in your life. So look that up, and then you can kind of Google, like, what does it mean to have a mental authority? What does it mean to have a sacral authority? And then you can kind of find out more about yourself. If you want to learn more about human design, there's a lot of places to go. I definitely recommend Erin Claire Jones. I love her. I love Jess Fields, but there are so many different people that you can learn it from. Karen Curry Parker is also a really good one that I love. But the first step is to get your chart and just check it in, check it out. You're going to love finding out more about yourself and this beautiful, unique human being that you are. So I hope that you enjoyed that. I hope that gave you some info that you maybe didn't have before, because you can do so much more with your life when you understand yourself better. So that's going to wrap it up for this week. Remember that you are the only one that decides how you are going to show up every single day for yourself and your family. Make sure that your today story is one that shows the divine soul, the beautiful soul that you are, the one that can have such an impact and light on the world. All right, I'll see you soon. Thanks for listening to Your Today's Story podcast with me, Gina Kershaw. And if you want to know more, you can always reach out and check out the website at ginakershaw.com. And while you're over there, be sure to grab one of the freebies that I've got for you. There's a core values worksheet that will help you to decide what's really important for you in your life, which is always the first step in any transformation. But there's also some really good tools about productivity and what to do if you are thinking that at some point you would like to just get up and leave your day job. If you've enjoyed this podcast, I would absolutely love it if you would share it with your friends, and please leave us a review on Apple. That always helps us move up in the algorithm, and I love you for it. All right, I'll see you soon.